The Lacoselgics Statewide Cup is won and run and won for 2021, and the Devonport Strikers, the kings of soccer in Tasmania, once again taking out the cup final against the Glenorchy Knights. The football operations manager at the Strikers is Rod Andrews, who joins me now. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Good. Congratulations to all the guys in the team involved. Fantastic effort. I think it's three out of the last four Lacoselgics Cup finals, but it went down to a penalty shootout, so it was a really very, very close match.
Yeah, it was. Look, it was emotionally and mentally, you know, one of the most harrowing experiences I've been through as a spectator or as an administrator, I suppose. And, yeah, it's one of those things where I think you'd rather be playing, but, yeah, even then, the ups and downs and the twists and turns were unbelievable. Never experienced anything like it.
People that aren't into soccer, one of the things they really dislike about the sport is penalty shootouts. Do you feel that frustration as a coach, as a player, as an administrator as well, or do you just sort of take it and say, well, it's part of the game?
Look, we get that. It's no way to resolve a final, I don't think. And, I think plenty of my my soccer following or football following peers would agree with that as well. So yeah, you know, to do all of that stuff and do what we did and you know, for any side to go through your normal time and then to go through extra time, you know, which, you know, our AFL, you know, people are familiar with this, you know, extra time has been toyed around with in finals before, and you know, that's all fair enough, but then to get down to, you know, luck of the draw, effectively, which is what penalties are. It's just a lottery. It's a pretty ordinary way to resolve a game like that. But it is what it is.
You'll take it, though, won't you?
absolutely. Absolutely. It's pretty crook being on the other end of it, which we've, you know, been on them before, and it's pretty devastating. But, yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this through Devonport coloured glasses, of course, but I think most objective people would say if you looked at the game overall, as much as there were some amazing twists and turns, it probably was a fair reflection of how the game panned out overall.
But, yeah. And the thing about shootouts too is they put a lot of pressure on the goalkeeper. They can be either hero or zero in a matter of seconds, can't they?
You're not wrong. Yeah, it's pressure on everyone, but goalkeepers in particular, you know, like... once you get down to that sudden death aspect of a penalty shootout, you know, the pressure is on the penalty takers as well. You know,
yes, true.
One and it's all over.
Yeah, indeed. So what it means now, of course, is that Devonport will represent Tasmania in the Football Federation Cup or the FFA Cup, and you get to play teams from other competitions around Australia, including A-League teams, if you get through that far. And it's not unknown territory for Devonport. You've made it into the round of 16 on two occasions before, and you were president when that happened, so you know how exciting that is to be able to do that again.
Yeah, and the added bit of interest this year is that it's the round of 32 is looked at from a regional perspective, which actually means that we've got a greater chance of drawing an A-League team in the first round. It used to be probably something like 1 in 8 chance of drawing one. Now it's down to 50-50. So we could get a Victorian NPL club, or, you know, there's an equal chance that we can get an A-League club. The other part of that is if we draw an A-League club, the game's guaranteed to be a home game. So that's an interesting twist to things.
That'll be something special if we get an A-League team to Devonport. So what happens now? When does the draw actually take place? What's the process from here, Rod?
Okay, so the latest is that the draw will be on the 8th of July. There's a few games to be played in Victoria to finalise some of that, and a couple of A-League playoffs as well to determine which A-League sides we could face. So 8th of July, with a view to the game, the round of 32 games being played in early to mid-August, even potentially late August.
Right.
There's about 6 dates being thrown around at the moment. COVID-19's thrown all that out the window.
Yeah,
a bit,
of course. Yeah, I remember last time it happened, you actually had a live stream at the club rooms on the night of the draw, and I went down to that. It was quite an exciting evening.
Yeah, and look, you know, we'll probably look to do something like that again. The draw in itself is, it's part of the excitement.
It's an event, isn't it? Yeah.
Devonport gets pulled out of the out of the barrel first up, you know, you've got your home game. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, that would be tremendous for all football followers and all sports followers on the North West Coast if that happened again.
Yeah, I'm sure people, regardless of what sport they follow and what team they follow, will want to see Devonport do well in the FFA Cup once again, because at the end of the day, you're representing the whole of Tasmania. So good luck with that. Congratulations again on the Lacassell Cup final win, and thank you for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Martin. Thank you.